Our next item is the Vineyards commercial and multifamily site plan on Route 9.
Of course. That's right. I got it.
Thanks. There's a couple more coming.
Thanks.
This all the same?
Or did it yeah, they're all the same. I think they're all the same, right?
Yeah. One more just for posterity.
Yep.
Yes, I think we're all copied up here.
Mr. Wheatley, this is a revised site plan for a mixed-use project located on 82 acres. Site is zoned C1, general commercial. Ingress and egress to the site would be off of Route 9 and Nassau Commons Boulevard. 350,000 square feet of retail area, 75,000 square feet of professional office space, a 150-room hotel, 35,000 square feet of clubhouse area, and 927 residential units are proposed. The project will be built in 10 phases. In my notes, I listed the square footage and the number of units for each phase. There's also four elevated parking garages proposed. Based on the zoning ordinance, 4,595 parking spaces would be required. Based on the shared parking requirement of the zoning ordinance, 3,970 spaces are required. The applicants are providing over 4,000 spaces, more than the shared parking requires. The applicants have submitted the required shared parking analysis study that's been certified by a professional engineer. I think I mailed each of you a copy of that report. We have additional ones. There's no wetlands located on the site. The county will provide central sewer. Tidewater will provide central water. Mr. Lank, Mr. Couts, Mr. Robertson, myself, have met with Mr. Fuquay, Mr. Clark, the traffic consultant. We've all basically agreed with that study that they submitted for the shared parking. And basically that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, thank you.
I would add to what Shane said. I mean, we've spent quite a bit of time on the parking, but we've also spent some time going over the site plan too. I mean, there's been several revisions. I think it's been a good working group that we've had with representatives of the applicant and engineer to really take a good hard look at some of the things. And I think this is maybe the third or fourth revision we've had in that time period based on everybody's sort of workshop meetings.
So. All right, then. Mr. Johnson.
A little bit overwhelming in the last minute, the last hour, but I do know that we have looked at this at various times, and the shared parking was one of the issues that we requested the staff and council to review.
Well, and again, gentlemen, we have an ordinance against which the plan is measured. Of what thoughts we might have about the feasibility of it or the size of it or whatever, what we have in front of us is a site plan that, according to the staff, conforms with the ordinance.
And Chairman, could I just make one brief comment? Very brief.
Okay.
I just wanted to remind everybody that we, as was stated, we have been before you many times with this, but we were before you back in October of 2006 with this plan,
right,
where we did receive concept approval for whatever extent that is. So it has been before you, nothing has changed with the exception of verification of the parking requirements, which was a engineering feat in itself.
Well, I think that's an apt reminder. We've already proved it as a concept.
As a concept, but not specifically. And perhaps the one that maybe oftentimes sticks out like a sore thumb for us is front yard setbacks. And is that a problem within this, Mr. Abbott? Looking at the parking that's proposed?
If you look at sheet 3 of 9,
3 of 9?
The gray colored area.
Yes.
They are the setback requirement.
So you'll see that all the parking from phase 10 all the way down through phase 4 is all behind that.
What about the, if you're looking at the same 3 of 9 in the upper left-hand corner, looks like, is that?
Upper left-hand corner.
Surface says 102 surface SP. Is that in the?
Mr. Clark, would you?
That's out.
Put us out here. What are you indicating there on that?
In that grade parking lot.
Okay. For what? For access to?
It's actually an overflow area. That's, you'll see on what Mr. Abbott mentioned in his introductory comments, is there are more spaces provided on here that are required by the parking demand. So these are actually shown as overflow spaces.
They don't show up on your color rendering.
Correct.
So are they spaces that would be made available if you needed them? Is that what I'm hearing you say? Or
that's a great way to characterize it. They would be made available if we needed them there above and beyond what's necessary to satisfy the order.
So that, those groupings of parking spots are not in your account. It's over here in the remainder of the project.
Look at sheet. Bring your right sheet. Sheet 2, where we total number of spaces provided, they are in that account.
Well, I guess perhaps another way of phrasing it is that in, as we look at these individual phases as they come before us, am I going to have heartburn because there's parking in the front yard setback?
You will not have any. There are no parking spaces shown in the front, side, or rear setback area.
I think we kind of made that clear earlier tonight that we're not prone to approve those.
We did pick that up.
You did pick that
up. We did pick that up.
In case you weren't listening.
Yeah, in case you didn't get that.
We did pick that up.
Okay. We find that some engineering firms do not get that. And
there was much discussion in the back of the room.
Okay.
And that area that you're talking about is a setback from a limited access Western Parkway if it ever takes place. But it's not an area that you're going to be butting up to a street that's actively.
Right, that'll be.
It's going to be impacted by buildings and other things. It's a limited access, so it'll be fenced or elevated, right? We don't know yet.
So where might I find Route 9 on this? Because on this one, I'm looking, looks like you have like three circles, traffic calming circles or something.
Well, this is, as it says on the plan, this is an illustrative site plan. The site plan is actually subject to your approval. It would be starting at sheet 2, 3, 4, 9. And if you see Route 9, the actual entrance improvements come before you in a site plan on a phase basis after DLDOT has commented on it. And those details have been worked out. This is a request for preliminary site plan approval.
Well, you should advise that DLDOT, you might want to tell them a little bit about the DLDOT proposed concept of the Western Parkway and the relocation of Route 9 and the relocation of Beaver Dam Road, et cetera. It impacts that whole area. So there may be one big calming circle which will basically create a new intersection and elimination of part of Route 9, or make Route 9 a dead end, cul-de-sac, at closer to 5 points.
One way keep traffic off Route 1, just take Route 9 and then Road.
And Beaver Dam Road actually gets used more, will be used more than nine, definitely. If it takes place.
Just one thing I want to mention, it came up as stated, there's been several meetings with the staff regarding some of the aspects of this, and a suggestion did come up at the last meeting regarding the parking, because as these phases come in, keeping up with the parking, particularly in light of the shared parking ordinance. So Jeff has came up with this language that we reviewed that we're going to be placing on the plan. Jeff, if you can just explain what that says.
This is actually on the face of your plan, on sheet 7 of 9. But this whole concept of shared parking, and look at the exhibit on sheet 7 of 9, really discusses parking as it's dealt with the current ordinance currently before this shared ordinance was adopted. The bottom half of this calculation is showing the effect of that new ordinance, if you will, as it relates to the Vineyards site plan and the Vineyards project. We understand what this note states is that in the early phases, the concept of sharing doesn't exist. So that in the very first phase, perhaps the first phase or two or three, we may not implement any of this because all the various uses aren't in place to create the sharing. What this note also says is that at some point, whether it's phase 3 or 4, whenever that occurs, we'll make that announcement to Mr. Lang, the building administrator, and we'll bring another one of these engineered analysis along to show at that point in time, phase 3, phase 4, what have you,
just figured this one out.
That we are asking to implement the phasing and showing that it works and showing how many parking spaces we need at that time.
So we won't assume that we can start using it. We will come back to you when we go to implement it. So at no point in time through this development would we ever be less than the required parking. Right? And that's what the purpose of the move is.
And actually, Lawrence, I think, was the one who brought it up. A year or two from now, we might all forget exactly what we discussed here, and this note will be there always to remind us on the face of the plan what it is that our intentions are. So.
As the build-out of this, the phasing's through, like, 12, 15 years or something.
We don't know, but it could very well be. It could very well be.
He'll still be here.
I'm going to stop coming to these meetings. Yes.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
There is a pending action by the Board of Adjustment on a variance request. They had the public hearing Monday night to discuss the height they choose, and the board didn't render a decision that night because they just heard it, and I don't know what the status of that will be.
We did talk about, I'd say, Mr. Fuqua, if you...
Yeah, it doesn't affect anything on the site plan. The site plan remains identical. It's purely a question of height.
But it could affect your need for shared parking if you're granted the greater height and you add another floor to your...
No. It won't change the number of units.
It's just a height issue.
Okay.
It won't change the number of units.
Architectural type issue.
And you don't want to hear it right now, but it's a variance and or actually an interpretation of the ordinance that may permit it.
No, I don't want to hear it.
I knew that.
That's not a matter for before this commission.
We're at the board. Mr. Earl.
That's why there's a board. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Vineyards commercial and multifamily site plan on Route 9, my motion is for approval as a preliminary, and that's final approval to be subject to the staff receiving all the agency approvals.
Second. I wanted to come back.
Not if I can help it.
Okay.
No, we have to see it in phases anyhow once it's
that's correct.
It's approved.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Second.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said it.
He said it.
You didn't know. All papers.
So moved and seconded to approve the Vineyards commercial and multifamily site plan on Route 9 as a preliminary with final by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.